Yo, so yesterday, me and Jacqueline both, we took Mabel and FOMO to the vet. We haven't taken them to the vet in a while. I know, they need their checkups. So we haven't been there in a while, and apparently Mabel is overweight. I felt bad. Because the doctor, I know that Mabel doesn't know what fat means. I'm not crazy. I think the cats pick up on a vibe. You know what I mean? Like, they don't hear the word fat and register it as fat, but they pick up on like being looked at, being objectified and judged. I think they get it. And I don't know. We put down a can of food. They both eat. They both walk away fine. I guess Mabel's getting a little bit more. I don't think it's fair. I think there's these cats and cat fancy that they're starving themselves and or being starved and giving us unrealistic body goals for our pets. I mean, I'm exercising. I still can't. Well, I'm eating ice cream cones every night. It's summertime. I'm walking down the street. There's the ice cream truck. There's no more Mr. Softy, I don't think. Which I don't understand how that happened. Did Mr. Softy go out of business? There's no. It seemed like a solid business model, unless they were overpaying for their people and the gas prices go up. And but they don't in New York. They don't even drive around. They just park on a corner. You go to them. But I noticed that there's no Mr. Softy. So I don't. Maybe it got bought out. Maybe it's rebranded. I'm not going to research. What do I care what the name on the truck is? Just give me that vanilla soft serve with chocolate dip. You can call yourself whatever the fuck you want. Okay. So last night I went to the Creek in the Cave. And I did, I tried to run my Edinburgh show, but it is a mess. I have a limited, I have like a week to get it together. We'll see how that goes. See how the reviews are. I really could use all of you, if you would, who are listening and enjoy this show, to fly to Scotland and go see my show and then try to spread the word around. Is that too much to ask of you? At this point in our relationship, to book travel to be in Scotland on August 4th and to be at the show. I mean, I think that it's why not, right? What else are you gonna do? Where were you gonna go on your vacation? To the beach? Everybody goes to the beach. Go to like a nice, cool, rainy, dark Scotland. Looking at the weather there, it's like they don't have winter, but they never have summer either. It's like one long, rainy, 65 degree life there, which I guess is like a trade-off. I hate winter so fucking much, but I also it's not like I like rain. I could deal with like a 65 if they're like this place is 65 degrees all the time, but I need a little bit of sun, man. I know weather talk is frowned upon. People say that all the time. Oh, what are you gonna just talk about the weather? Well, sometimes it's interesting. To me, it's not like completely uninteresting. If the weather it affects your mood. It affects how you dress. It affects the crops. Weather's very important. Why not talk about the weather? Not. I think weather and what happens when you die are two of the probably the most important things you could talk about. Food. I like to talk about food. What the next meal is going to be? That's always fun. There's only so many topics to cover. You got politics, religion. Death is almost kind of caught up in religion, I think. But let's just say death, weather, sex, love. And really, when you run into somebody you haven't seen in a while, you're going to talk about death? Yeah, talk about the weather. How's the weather been for you? I would like to only talk about the weather. Plenty to discuss. Climate change, that's part of that too. You could segue from weather into politics quite easily. Because for some reason that becomes anything talking about the environment becomes very political. People are getting very upset about these the straws going away. I saw somebody posting this thing. It was like Tucker Carlson did a segment on Starbucks getting rid of straws. Like, they're replacing them with sippy cups. These liberals want us to drink out of sippy cups. And I thought, you mean like you do with hot coffee? It's exactly what you do with hot coffee. You drink out of what could also be called a sippy cup. And everybody's fine with it. Travel mug. That's a sippy cup for a grown-up. Because then it doesn't spill, and you can drink out of it, and you don't need to have a straw all the time. Because who keeps straws around the house? That's an odd thing to have. I know you can buy them at the supermarket. I've seen them. It's odd if you're sitting around your house drinking out of straws. But I don't want to spill. There you go, travel mug. Not that I drink travel mug at home. I've just been drinking straight LaCroix out of cans like a fucking real hipster piece of shit. Cran-Raz LaCroix, that's all there is in my life. I haven't drank non-sparkling, non-flavored water in months. Well, not at home. Okay, let's look at the news. What do we got? Alex Jones compares himself to Woodward and Bernstein in bid to dismiss Sandy Hook lawsuit. Oh, Alex Jones, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Oh, I hope they take him for everything. He deserves to be penniless and screaming on a street corner for what he did to those families who lost children in Sandy Hook. If you like Alex Jones, fuck off. There's no entertainment there. I understand it's kind of fun to watch, but that's not even the people that like him believe him. If you believe him, you got something wrong with you. All right. It's not fun when I get angry, is it? Not in that way, when I'm just like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Where's the entertainment in that? Why am I not trying to entertain? I just want to vent. Venting. Who needs to... I need to vent all the time, but then I think, what's that mean? I vented. I just said some stuff about a person that they're not hearing it. It's like he doesn't care that I'm Alex Jones can't care about the people out there motherfucking him. All right, let's move on from that. I shouldn't have read it. As soon as I saw Alex Jones, I should have moved on. U.S. breaks up fake IRS phone scam operation. Well, that's good. Who answers the phone? I haven't. If I don't recognize a number, I don't answer the phone. If I do recognize a number, probably won't answer the phone either. Text me. You know what I mean? And so the phone rings. I don't answer. A voicemail? Someone leaves a voicemail. They're up to no good. You cut them out of your life. Ignore them. It's a scam. It's whatever it is. The only person that should be leaving you a voicemail is like your mother. That's who leaves voicemails. Moms. All right. Let's find one more story and then we'll get out of here. What? Tour de France riders sprayed by police tear gas amid farmers' protest. So, is the Tour de France... Who knows? I guess the Tour de France is going on. They're riding through. There's a farmer protest in France. People, they're like, hey, we need more seeds. I don't know what French farmers need. We're the French farmers and we're here to claim our... I can't improvise. I'm not improvising any good French farmer riffs. But you're on your Tour de France, you're not on steroids because that's not allowed anymore. So you're pedaling, and then you go through this protest, and you don't stop. You can't stop. You're Tour de France. You get mixed up in the whole. I think the cops are like, these Tour de France guys. I think they're so great. You know what? Let's give them a little taste of pepper spray. Here's a little tear gas, you fucking, in your goddamn stretchy suits. Think you're so great. Always taking up the traffic lanes. Can't get around you because you're biking in a pack. Well, I hope they're all okay. Ooh. Yeah, the next few headlines, pretty bad. Goldfish recalled by Petridge Farm due to salmonella fears. Oh my God. The elderly and the toddlers of America must be very distraught. Who loves goldfish more than old people and young people? It's like the beginning and the end of your life. It's a lot of goldfish, a lot of Petridge Farm goldfish. So imagine being at the end of your life and getting salmonella from those goldfish that you love so much. You remember as a child, you want to go back to your youth. You're just sitting there watching, I'm guessing a game show, some Price is Right, eating goldfish, and you... Well, watch out. Switch, get some Ritz. Or Cheez-Its. Get some Cheez-Its. Those are good, too. All right. This wasn't a good episode, but it happened. Sorry. See you tomorrow. We love you.